Welcome, everyone, to the Centerville Redevelopment Agency agenda today. We have, thank you for the members of the public that are here and the staff and I guess our directors as well, too. We have four of our five directors here, three in person, Director Hirsch, Director Plummer, Director Meekum, and Director Banger is online, and I know that Director Heyman is on her way. She texted me, and I said, okay, we'll look forward to seeing you. So let's get going. We have two items on the RDA tonight. We have the budget, and we have the Centerville Corporate Park Owners Association proposed budget and assessments. We're going to skip to the second item. Because Nate is not quite here yet, and I think we're ready to go on that Centerville Corporate Park Owners Association. So we'll skip to that. This is one that's been being worked on for a while, and I think both parties are finally ready to go over this. So Lisa, you, Brant, who worked on it, to give us more introduction in addition to what's in our packet.
I'm happy to give a brief introduction. A while ago, MTC, now Marketplace 24 LLC, so we'll just call it Marketplace, they came in, they were making a boundary line adjustment and doing some things, and we also amended the easements and restrictions. And since retaking over ownership of two lots within the Centerville Corporate Park subdivision, Marketplace has been diligent in trying to get the owners association up and running. I think when we first started this subdivision, which was an RDA project area, we had that owners association up and running, but since then we haven't been doing much, and we really need to. By law, those owners associations are a nonprofit corp under Utah law, and they need to meet at least once and keep minutes just like we do, and also make some assessments so that we can keep the maintenance. And I think that's kind of what's going on now, is it's an older subdivision, older parking lot, more mature landscaping, and so we need to get more serious about that maintenance and truly budgeting for it. So we appreciate all the work that Marketplace 24 has put into recreating the owners association and working on a budget and some assessments for past improvements, repairs that they've done. So with that brief introduction, I'll just turn the time over to have Michael Petrogeorge and Mary Calvin from Marketplace, and they're going to a presentation, kind of get you up to speed on what we've been working on. And as staff, we've probably met three or four times with them on this.
Yeah. Good morning, Mayor and Council. It's great to see you this evening. Appreciate the time to come and talk to you about this. Just to go over, and I won't repeat too much of what Lisa had already mentioned, but the association was originally formed in 2000. It was re-registered with the state in 2009. There's been limited engagement by the association over the past few years, which has resulted in some inconsistent landscaping and some deferred maintenance. Marketplace 24, which is associated, it has common ownership with MTC, acquired the buildings in September of 2025. And we've been trying to work through the process of doing some of that deferred maintenance and getting things in place to move forward. And as you may recall, when we did the grant of easements and restrictions, one of the changes we made was actually putting MP24 as the manager of the association, so that we could make sure we had somebody really overseeing and driving the association. And so where we're at now is really a couple things. We need to approve the 2026 operating budget, which includes both general and special assessments, which Mary will talk a little bit more about here in a minute, and then also finalize the RDA's representation in the association in terms of membership on the Board of Trustees and any officer role. So real quick, I just wanted to highlight sort of the areas of responsibility for MP24. There is a management fee component within the budget, and we just wanted to make sure it was clear the items that MP24 is overseeing. Two primary areas: vendor management, which includes obtaining the bids, administering the contracts, and confirming completion of work for things like landscaping, snow removal, all those day-to-day maintenance items. And then the administrative services, preparing the budgets, receiving and recording member assessments, processing vendor payments, filing the legal documents, the tax returns, all that kind of stuff. So we've estimated about 18.25 hours a month. Some months will be more, some will be less. That's just sort of the average over the course of the year to calculate the management fee. We had our first association meeting a couple months ago, and at that meeting, we did appoint the trustees for all the lots. Myself and Mary representing the two MP24 lots, Natalie Ness from Chick-fil-A representing their lot, and then at least on a temporary basis, we slated Lisa in as the RDA member. I think she's looking to have an elected official take that role.
Temporary, I appreciate that. That was just so we could have a quorum.
Yeah, and then on the officers, Mary and I were elected president and treasurer, and then Lisa was slated as the temporary secretary, and I think, you know, either CFA or RDA can fill that role, but I don't think Natalie had much interest in it. So that's where we ended up at that meeting. I'll go ahead and turn the time over now to Mary to talk about the two assessment and funds and sort of what's included in those and answer questions on that.
Great. Good evening. So the assessment fund, which would be an annual assessment, includes the operating costs. It's estimated for about $205,000 this year for the entire association. That would cover the general maintenance and upkeep of the property, as well as administrative costs. The management fee is estimated about $1,200 a month, so $14,000 a year. And then the capital improvement budget is estimated at $23.5. The capital improvement budget is requested to build up a reserve so that when those significant repairs or improvements are needed, that there's sufficient funds in the reserve to make those repairs instead of, as the repairs come up, asking for the special assessments. The special assessment at the bottom, it is requested at $111,950. This is to reimburse Marketplace 24 for an improvement that was made at the in the parking lot that benefited all of the properties. It was a repair that we took care of last year, and requesting that all of that through the association, that each owner takes a portion of that. This next slide breaks down the allocation of the assessments by lot owner. You can see the theater is listed as lot 3 near the bottom. The allocation was done by building footprint. We felt like that was the fairest allocation to allocate the costs. So the theater's allocation is about 35.5%, and the annual assessment would be $86,201, and the special assessment for this year would be $39,752. The expectation is that we would collect these assessments on a monthly basis for the annual assessment. The special assessment, because it is a prior expense, is being requested just as a one-time payment. But I do understand that there is maybe a request to pay that over time, and we're happy to talk through options around that. Any questions on that? I'm going to step. The next slide is to discuss the capital reserve policy.
So may I just jump in really quick? What was the consideration for just the footprint as opposed to total square footage?
That's actually what is in the grant of easements and restrictions, and that was not something that was changed when we did the updates. That's been the language that's been in that document since the association was first established back in 25 years ago.
Okay.
And so it, in that document, it specifically references building footprint, so we just continued that through. We did have some discussions with the staff about whether there we should consider a change there, but ultimately we decided it has worked and it still made sense. So we just kept it.
Okay. Thank you.
Last slide summarizes the capital reserve policy. As I mentioned, the intent is to build a reserve so that we have those funds available when the repairs are necessary. The idea is that on an annual basis, we would identify repairs that need to be made during the year. The association would approve those repairs during the year, and we would not exceed those amounts without the board approval. The idea is to build up a reserve. We have outlined a minimum amount as well as a maximum. If we were to exceed that max, then we would pull back on the specialist, or excuse me, on the capital budget as necessary. There are specific transactions or types of expenditures that would go through this capital reserve. Really, the significant improvements around the property, like we mentioned, the parking lot improvement, signage repairs that are really just specific to the general property, not signage in front of individual buildings that are, you know, the responsibility of the lot owners, but the general property. Any questions?
Lisa, so we obviously have a project that needs to be funded in arrears. Do these need to meet any of the same standards of like what we're required to do as far as advertising for bids and that type of thing? Is there any concern with this now coming to us after the fact? And I guess moving forward as well, what are the requirements where this is, for, you know, an RDA situation? I'm not familiar with that, so I would like some help on that.
Good question. I believe that the entity doing the purchasing, well, Marketplace,
yeah,
put up the money, but essentially it is the owners association, which is not a governmental entity.
So we're okay.
Right. So we did talk to them about that and the bidding and the procedures that a governmental entity needs to go through, and that we would like that. And they did, and they can talk about, they did get bids. So they did follow similar procurement. They didn't just pick up the phone and make a call. They did that. So we were happy with that, and they've given us the receipts for all of those as well.
Okay.
So,
and do you feel like that's something moving forward that also kind of needs to, like, at least get bids so that we can answer to our, you know, to anyone that may ask that we've,
yes,
at least in some form or fashion, followed a process that wasn't just.
And I think Marketplace was in a difficult spot because we didn't have a functioning association,
yeah,
to go to. And
yeah,
so we were trying to make these amendments. But and I don't know if you want to speak more to that, but certainly we will follow that for big purchases.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And really quickly, so you said that we did receive receipts on the project that was completed, yes.
And
so
put some of those in your package.
Would it be possible to get those bids as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think we can definitely identify the companies that we bid that project to, and I don't know all the details of those bidding, but I know that we did that. And I think also it's something that the association should take up at its next meeting. One of the things that I think should be discussed is establishing for the association the appropriate procurement policies, just like we're establishing the capital reserve policy. I mean, we do that for MP24, we have it for MTC. Any good governance would require that.
Yep.
And certainly willing to,
sure,
you know, have it as much as is reasonable mirror some of the procurement policies that the city would hold itself to.
So maybe, Brad, this question for you, since Bryce isn't here. Is this going to be in the regular RDA budget, or is it a separate budget?
So it's a great question. So in the past, historically, the CenterPoint has actually paid these expenses. So that's going to be part of the question. That's why Danny's here, because Danny's got to represent CenterPoint as well.
Okay.
Generally, that's part of our agreement, and Lisa could speak more into this, but part of our agreement is CenterPoint actually pays these expenses.
Our lease agreement.
We have a lease agreement,
and it makes it very specific that we knew there would be these assessments. There's an owner's association, and the tenant under the lease agreement is obligated to pay the assessments, essentially the, you know, landscaping, snow removal, that's what the assessments charge. But, you know, long term, is that something that we want to discuss? I know we're in the budget session right now, but these are the proposals, and the lease agreement currently requires the theater to pay these fees. So that's why we brought Danny in as the executive director to weigh in.
So we are representing him. on these matters, because CenterPoint might be responsible 100% for these assessments, but we're the ones who will agree to what Danny pays for. I shouldn't say Danny personally doesn't have to pay for it. CenterPoint Theater, but.
So if CenterPoint's paying the expenses, well, why are we looking to have a board member from one of the elected officials rather than a CenterPoint board member?
Because the representative on the owners association is determined by the owner of the property. And so as the owner, you can look into that, whether you want a separate one. I don't know that it has to be the owner or the owner's representative, but my advice would be to stick with a representative of the owner. But, you know, consulting with the tenant, certainly.
So Danny's here. Have we had these discussions with Danny? Okay.
Yes.
And this isn't part of what we're going to right now, but when do we handle quickly, when do you want to handle the a person that's appointed? When's it appropriate to do that? Probably as soon as possible, right?
Yeah, I mean, from our perspective, it's Lisa till you tell us otherwise.
So yes, let's talk about it right now.
We can make an agenda item in the future at the next meeting.
Okay, great. So back to the money questions. I think I've asked Brian this. Hopefully that clears up for a lot of you as well, too. So what other questions do you have for anybody that's presented here? Is this just informational, or are we doing any type of voting on this?
Well, Mayor, if I can back up, Lisa did put in the staff report, it's true, that if you want to appoint your board member now, you could have
it
that.
It is in the last paragraph.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's a number of changes happening. The assessment is new. Paying for management of the association is new. I'll say historically in the past, prior to my arrival, Steve Thacker was the president of the association. When I was hired, I was not aware that I was the president of the association. But that those duties fell on the city manager of Centerville in the past. And so that's my fault for not following through and keeping the association going. But nonetheless, I think having that management perspective that can focus on that is actually very helpful to make sure they're on top of it.
Do we want to leave Lisa there until we kind of get everything settled? I think she...
She'd love to.
I think she, you know, she's already got the groundwork, and until we kind of get it moving, and then we can get a board member. But I think Lisa's knowing all of the legal in and out would be an advantage to us.
I mean, Mayor, I think from a procedure, and Lisa, weigh in if you think I'm wrong, I think what the association is ultimately going to need is we had a meeting to try and vote this budget in, and we put that on pause because Lisa said, which makes sense, it needs to come to this board. So I think we need this board to approve the proposed budget so then Lisa can go back to the, or whoever's the representative, can go back to our next association meeting and we can do the final approval of the budget and then move forward with that going forward.
Sure. So then we are looking for some sort of motion to approve this budget.
Yeah, so on the budget. Yeah, that's a good...
Do we want to hear from Danny? Are you okay with...
Yeah.
You okay with this small bill?
The center point in our budget already has the majority of this is already in our line item budget. So it's an increase, certainly. It seems like this is already sort of baked in. I don't know that there's a lot of negotiation needed. We haven't made a lot of shifts as far as the theater's portion of this, just that the total amount has increased. We have a concern about this special assessment, this 40 grand that is part of the parking lot that was done, and the need for us to not maybe pay that all up front as a single thing, but figure out how we can pay it in the future, hopefully in installments. But as far as what it is, it feels fair to me based on what the agreements are all that are already in place. So we don't want to pay more, but it seems to me that this is what the agreement is. It seems fair from our perspective. And if the RDA wants to shoulder a portion of the cost, we certainly would not be opposed to that.
And I think Mary mentioned this already. We are prepared to work with the theater to figure out a way to minimize the burden on that special assessment so they can do that over time and not have to come up with it all.
I would like to share, it's been great work with the Marketplace on this whole thing. Honestly, I think the negotiations, discussions have been in good faith and everything's gone really well. We've expressed concerns and we've compromised on areas. So I honestly, it's been a great experience. It's been great to get to know them a little bit more as well. So thank you.
Jessica or Jennifer, can I ask you to go back a slide or two to the one more? Yeah, this, that one. So, operating expenses, landscaping, garage cleaning, signage, repair, legal and tax fines, banking fees. What's of the $205,000, which is our largest expense of those items?
I'm sorry, it is landscaping. That represents about $175,000 of that total.
I was guessing so.
Yeah.
Then snow removal.
Probably. And snow removal, yes, would also be a part of that.
Garage cleanings, I think you said once a quarter or so, right? No. So
yeah, not the garage, it's just the general maintenance. Any repairs fall on the two MP24 lots, but just the general maintenance is part of the assessment.
Okay.
In the wrong business. I'm in the legal tax filings. It gets a slight, small piece of it. Should be a landscaper.
And as Danny mentioned, you know, some of these costs have already gone through their budget, so the additional impact to 2026 would be a portion of this. We would consider what has already been paid by the theater and reduce the amount for 2026. But this is an annual calculation.
Okay, I'm sorry. Remind me again, what is the theater currently paying, like, before this assessment fund? Just so I can kind of understand what the increase
yes.
is.
So each
I'm sure it was on one of the, and now I've lost, I've forgotten, sorry.
I don't think it was. Currently, the landscaping services have been allocated by the vendor using a percentage. So each lot owner currently is paying a portion of landscaping. This, we are aligning all of the costs based on our standard footprint allocation. Mm-hmm. So all of the costs would be consistent that way.
Gina,
Danny
I think it's an increase of between $1,000 and $1,500 a month.
Okay. It's a little bit.
I think our current budget is about 66, 67 for these amounts, and I think under this it's about 80.
Hmm. Okay. So if I'm understanding correctly, it sounds like Danny feels like the assessment is okay. You're a little concerned about the special assessment and the cost of that now. That's something that Marketplace is saying they're willing to work with the theater on, and you're fine to pay it over time. Is that?
Yes. Yeah. My initial concern that was expressed was just this decision was made and this was done, and we didn't have any input into it at all.
Right.
But it happened, and it needed to happen. And I'm convinced, I mean, they're a business. They're certainly getting the best price they can for all these things. I don't have any question about that. So I guess I'm saying all of this to me seems fair and all of it on the up and up, and it is what it is. And now that the association is in place, we won't have any surprises in the future. So again, it's a concern because we're not rolling in cash, but obviously this is what the agreements are, so we'll find a way to make it work.
And I mean, assuming that all is approved, we're happy to then just negotiate directly with Danny to figure out what they can afford and over what period of time to make that work for everybody.
I'm assuming you've had other parking lot repairs in the past. This is probably,
this was a full re-slurry of the parking lot, which hadn't been done in, I think we figured out 12 or 15 years.
Mm-hmm. I'm not on the up and up with slurry, you know, that kind of, like, what it is, but that's a fairly large area. It seems very reasonable that that's an appropriate cost, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think over time there's been little patchwork, you know, potholes or some crack ceiling, but it had been a long time since the whole parking lot had been resurfaced, and that's what was done, with the exception of a small part of Chick-fil-A, because they didn't want to close their drive-thru.
Yeah.
But that was their choice. But it was and I think we've anticipated that within the next 10 years, in another 10 years is probably when that will be needed again, and that's part of what's sort of projected on the capital improvement plan, so that when that hits next time, it won't have to be a special assessment because we'll have built up that reserve.
Yeah. I mean, pavement management is important, so I think as far as the theater is concerned, it's a good thing to stay up on that. It will save long haul over a complete parking lot replacement, so I think that's all. It seems reasonable to me, so.
We have had other repairs on the property to the, you know, we talked about the parking lot. At the end of 25, there was also some signage repair at the corner. I think it was about $14,000. We're not rolling that into this, that marketplace. Just so that you know,
okay.
The types of repairs.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, so if there's no further questions, this is an RDA meeting, so it's not a work session. That's why I called you all directors. So we need some sort of motion.
Yeah, I was going to suggest a motion as has been requested that the RDA approve the budget and special assessment for the Centerville Corporate Park subdivision and authorize the RDA's appointment to that association to approve this in an association meeting, and also allowing Marketplace to work with Centerpoint Theater on payment over time of the special assessment.
Did you get all that?
Yeah. Something to that.
Can somebody say so Kay. Moved?
I'll yep. make that motion. So moved.
So moved. That's what I was going to say.
So that's a so moved to what Lisa suggested. So do we have a second to that?
I'll second that.
Okay. Further discussion? Director Meekum.
Aye.
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 Director Bangeter.
Councilman Bangeter, aye.
Thank you. All right. So that passes.
Aye.
We got it. Thank you, Director Bangeter. So that passed unanimously. Now, as far as having somebody take it over, Robin has suggested, or Director Meekum, that Lisa, you stay with it until we get through this part. I would be happy to do it, but I don't know that I would be the one, since I'm not really a voting member of the RDA board. So. I'm thinking one of the other four should do it, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, and I think it's an interesting position because regardless of who is appointed to this, you have to bring that decision back to the RDA, you know, because unless we're just giving input or other things, but on something like this, you know, to me, this is an RDA decision and that's a representative, but smaller issues, and maybe we would have a policy on that.
So do you feel like the mayor can do it, or are you, okay. I was actually going to suggest that, not to put one more thing on your plate, but I do like that, I mean, you're on the Centerpoint board and familiar with their operating items, and I think that's helpful in keeping that coordination and communication up with the theater.
Danny, will you release me from the board? I'm just teasing.
Director Hurst is now appointed.
And at least just says it has to be a representative of the city. It doesn't have to be you.
I was happy to do it, but I just was thinking, since they're the voting members.
No, I mean at the theater. You don't have to be on the board at the theater.
I like being on the theater.
Yeah, we're going to miss each other.
We'll take it out in the parking lot after.
I mean, unless there's some reason that could be a potential conflict of interest, it seems to me like that would be.
I think it's helpful.
Helpful for both, you know, both things. It's, you know, he can see both directions, and we obviously for sure want the theater to continue to be successful. So.
Agreed.
Yeah, and I do think we can have a staff member appointed. You know, obviously to help on this.
Yeah, and to Robin's point about maybe just making sure that everything, and while we're getting all settled in, I do think that it would be really critical that Lisa continues to stick with it closely and advise and make sure that we're meeting whatever things need to happen as far as the RDA goes while we're kind of getting back going on this type of thing.
I mean, I can just say we're happy to invite Lisa to the meetings to be part of the discussion, even if she's not the voting trustee, just so she can stay informed.
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's too many lawyers in the room.
You can bring your attorney, Mayor.
We have one lawyer.
Can we make a motion on that? Do we need to make a motion to?
Yes, if you can make a motion to appoint.
I'll make a motion that we appoint Mayor Wilkinson to serve as the representative for, Lot 3? What is the name of that position specifically? I'm not seeing it now.
Yes, the owner, the Centerville Corporate Park Subdivision Owners Association, he will be our Lot 3 owner representative on that board.
That. Thank you.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye. Right.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. We covered everything we need to on that. Thank you for coming. All three of you. So, and thanks for your work on it, Lisa. All right, let's go backwards now to the public. This is a public hearing matter. We're adopting the fiscal year 2027 final budget, resolution 2026-02 for the RDA. And I can see out of the corner of my eye. Nate walking up to the microphone, so I think he's ready to share some things with us, in addition to what you have in your packet. Nate?
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. As you mentioned, before you tonight, we have the adoption of the fiscal year 27 RDA budget. This follows a similar process to the city's budget, and that we need to have this adopted by June 30th. As far as because we held the hearing on the tentative budget, the first meeting in May. Since then, the only change to this is in the administrative services fee that they pay to the general fund. That has decreased slightly, and the reasoning behind that is because we decreased the training expenses in the mayor and council, as well as the administration budgets. So that had an effect on the administrative services fee, that it lowered that a little bit, about $4,500 roughly. But other than that, there's been no changes since then, and I have not received any comment from the public. We recommend that you approve this as the final budget, and again, remind you that this is a public hearing.
Okay, questions for Nate before I go to the public hearing? All right, this is a public hearing matter. This is adoption of the fiscal year 2027 redevelopment agency budget. That public hearing is now open. We would ask that if you're inclined to comment, that you state your name and where you're from for the record. Nobody online? Seeing no comments, I will close the public hearing, and we will come back to further discussion, if needed, of the adoption of the fiscal year 2027 RDA budget. Council, do you, anything changed, or are you ready to make a motion to approve it? Sounds like you're ready to make a motion.
I'll move that we approve the budget. I'll second that.
We have a motion, a second for discussion. Okay, Director Heyman to my right.
Aye.
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 Director Bangeter?
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
I got it. Thank you. That passes unanimously. All right. Thanks, Nate. Let's go to the minutes. This is the minutes of the May 5th, 2026 RDA meeting that was in your packet. Do we have any changes to those minutes? If not, then I would look to motion to approve those minutes.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Second by Director Beacom. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. I don't have anything else on this agenda, so I guess you're going to get a long break before our next meeting starts if we're done here. So motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right. We're adjourned from RDA.